For more than three decades, the YMCA has hosted Healthy Kids Day to celebrate kids' mental and physical health while teaching healthy habits for kids and families. The event has always been about encouraging active play and inspiring a lifetime love of physical activity. Now, in 2024, this year, Healthy Kids Day takes place nationally on April 20th. And Heidi Brashear is with the YMCA to talk all about it. Heidi, good morning and thanks for joining us on WHTC Morning News.
Good morning. It's great to be with you this morning.
All right. YMCA, you know, I grew up with it. I think a lot of folks grew up with a Y. And talk about this Healthy Kids Day. Why is this done each year, Heidi? I talked a little bit about it, but you tell us more.
Absolutely. We've been hosting Healthy Kids Day since 1992. And it's really an international initiative focusing on the well-being and health for kids and families across the nation. It's an opportunity for us to think about teaching healthy habits, getting kids engaged in active play, and really about inspiring a lifetime of physical activity, right? We want kids to not only be healthy on Healthy Kids Day, but long after that and create a lifetime of that opportunity.
Heidi, I don't want to sound like an old grandpa here, but I think I will. Back in my day, you know, we didn't have our video games and we rode our bikes. And actually, that's something, kind of valid, I guess, that these days are a little bit different than many decades ago. And kids and parents need to be reminded of the importance of getting out and do some physical activity, Heidi.
You are so right. And our communities are different, right? Our opportunities in those communities look a little different these days. And we want to not only remind families and kids to get out and be active, but also provide them a safe place for that. And the YMCA can be just that, right? A good, safe place where they can come and get engaged and be inspired by different opportunities individually or as a family. There's lots of opportunities to stay active as a family, but definitely giving them things to do in addition to what they're doing at home, what they're doing in school, having another place to come together as a family.
Talking this morning to Heidi Brashear with the YMCA, all about Healthy Kids Day that's coming up. Heidi, I understand that there's a special anniversary for a little beagle that we know about.
Yes, we're so excited to talk about our national partnership with Peanuts. And of course, we love Snoopy. Snoopy was and is a Beagle Scout and loves camping and so many things that the YMCA also loves. We're both trying to really increase summer camp access for kids across the country. And Snoopy's helping us get that word out about that and other things around conservation and leadership. And so it's such a great partnership and so much fun, and who doesn't love Snoopy, right?
Yes, and I have a beagle myself, but we don't call him Snoopy. Either way.
I love it.
Heidi, as I mentioned, Healthy Kids Day takes place nationally April 20th. Understand some Ys maybe choose a different day to run the event. How do we learn more about the event, and how do we get involved here locally in the Holland, Michigan area?
Yeah, definitely check out the website, ymca.org/HKD. What that will allow you to do is find your local YMCA. You can enter your zip code and find your local YMCA, so the Y there in Holland, and find everything that's happening, the day, the time, the activities, some of the really fun and cool things that you can be engaged with as a family. So definitely check that out.
Heidi, a final topic I want to cover with you that I understand that what kids learn about healthy habits can also promote mental health, might even help them in school.
That is so true. We know that the well-being of our kids and our families, that's also mental health. A lot of things that they'll learn at the YMCA will help them academically, will help them in life as they think about being a part of our workforce and our communities moving forward. And so when we think about our families and our kids, we want them to be part of a thriving community. And that's the mental health as well as the physical health of our kids and our families.
Finally, Heidi, before I let you go, remind us of the website that we need to go to learn more information about Healthy Kids Day.
Check out ymca.org/HKD, and there you can find all the information about your local Y and Healthy Kids Day.
It's a special day of events promoting healthy habits for kids and families. Heidi Brasher with the YMCA giving us details of Healthy Kids Day. Heidi, thanks for joining us this morning on WHTC Morning News.
Thank you.